Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with us. A little bit more Steely Dan there for you. I like those guys. I like Steve Carney, too. I'm glad he's with us. Stephen H. Carney is one of our human resources experts. He's also the author of The Teamwork Chronicles, a startling look inside the workplace for those who want better teamwork. And we're going to talk about that very important topic today. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and I'm really glad that you wanted to talk about this today, Stephen, because about this, the idea of improving our success in work, because what you're doing is you're helping to bring in not, you know, we talk a lot on this show to owners, but we also try to round it out, and because I know there are a lot of employees who listen to the show,
right,
and who go to our website and listen to some of the things. And so we try to make sure that we include them in our message and in our programming, because small business owners understand this as much as anybody. If it weren't for our employees, we'd be in trouble.
Right.
And so we it's very important. We leverage their time and their energy to follow our to develop our own entrepreneurial dreams. And so it's to our advantage for our employees to be happy, isn't it?
Right, it is.
Not just to show up, but to be happy and productive.
Yes. Right. They have to be there, and they are a part. They call them human resources for a reason. They are a major part of what allows the work to get done and the business to grow.
Right. Well, what do we know about how people feel about their job? Well, you have some statistics on how people feel about and the stress levels of work and how we're handling all that?
Yeah, it's been bad for a while, and it isn't really appearing to get a whole lot better. One recent series on job stress that was put out by Yahoo Hot Jobs, and they took surveys from other companies, said that 40% of workers said their jobs were very or extremely stressful. So that's really of concern, because stress is a health concern. Stress puts people on edge. They tend to lash out more easily, lose control. There's a lot of bad aspects about stress.
But, you know, that number doesn't upset me. And here's why. 40% is not a huge number, and stress is in the eye of the beholder, right?
Right.
It's like beauty, because everybody feels stressed differently, and you know, Stephen, show me the job anywhere, the competitive job anywhere that doesn't have some stress. I mean, that's
sure.
that really can't be our goal, can it? To get stress out of our workplace, that's not really the goal, is it?
Well, yes and no. I think the statistic is it says very or extremely stressful. So it was a piece of the whole picture that they painted.
Okay.
Another statistic from that same survey said 75% said the stress levels were much, much higher than they were just a few years ago. So, you know, stress is a part of daily life. I think how people cope with stress, which I think is what you're getting around to, and how you respond to it becomes a key thing. And that's where teamwork and working with coworkers and managers becomes the critical
right.
path to success, as opposed to just, if your listeners watch The Apprentice at all, you see just nothing but squabbling and fighting. And the one, I just tell people now, the team who will lose is the one who fights the most during
right.
the week.
I don't watch that show, believe it or not.
Well, it's okay. It's
I don't consider it to be a fair representation of what's happening in the marketplace.
Right, it's a little skewed.
Well, the
sure.
the point that I guess that I was making, Stephen, is that that is not that, that stress and rewarding work is not not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Stressful work and happiness at work are not mutually exclusive. Right. I mean,
well,
I think
it depends. I think on how much control employees feel they have over the crises or the problems that they have to solve. That's one of
right.
the key factors in the teamwork formula. Too often, you have maybe just an autocratic or an authoritarian type boss or manager who just gives out orders. And when I've worked for these people, the vast majority of them were incompetent and would lead the team astray and then somehow then turn around and scapegoat the team and blame the team and have us redo all the work that we had just done last week. I mean, I just saw a lot of sinking into the mud, spinning of the wheels, and backward sliding types of activities going on that were completely unnecessary.
Well, not to parse your words of the research, but it would seem to me that we need to point out that there's a difference in having a stressful job and working in a stressful environment. Is that fair?
In other words,
if my management skills make a stressful job painful and create a lot of brain damage, then that's wrong. That's something we need to fix.
Right.
But if you and I work on Wall Street and we're working in a pressure cooker type of a business,
right,
with a lot of deadlines.
Right.
But I'm the kind of manager that can make it fun, make you glad to come to work.
Yes.
Then that's different.
Yes, I see where you're going with that. Sure. That's important. And the point that you're raising is critical. People in a stressful situation feel like their coworkers, their managers, their bosses are with them in solving the problems, not against them. Because
right,
oftentimes stress divides people even again, and there's more conflict or competitiveness about it. And people try to use stress or crises as a way to get ahead of other people.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've identified five ways to improve the success level at work. Talk to us about at least a couple of those, please.
Well, beating stress by being more proactive is one of the things that I also see. I had an example a while back where I was working with a PR firm, and one of the account executives that I was working with was pregnant, which I didn't know because I had never really met her directly. She was out of state. And it turns out she had to leave several weeks early because of her pregnancy, and they had no one to replace her. And so their work for me just kind of completely fell flat on its face. And I kept asking for someone to, here I am as the role of the client, asking for someone to fill in for the other person who was now gone, and they just didn't seem to know what to do. There's a lot of that goes on, people being behind the curve and waiting until the crisis is in their lap. I think companies, everyone, managers, employees, everyone needs to be more proactive so that you can stay ahead of that curve and the crises will come less often. I think being your own manager is really important, even for employees, to learn to document and keep track of your hours, keep track of the work that you do, jot down the progress every day, every couple hours, you know, jot down the work that you've done, how many hours you've done.
Even if you're an employee,
yes,
think of yourself as your own small business that's agreed to do business with this customer who just happens to be your boss.
Right.
Stand by, Stephen Carney. We're going to take a quick break. Stephen is the author of The Teamwork Chronicles. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back. I promise. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget all the things you can do there. It's a little bit of small business heaven, and check it out when you can. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out Steve Carney's position. Stephen H. Carney is a member of our Brain Trust, and you can find at least one archive of a past visit that we've had with him, and you can find today's interview later on, by the end of the day, you can find it in the archives as well. But right now, Stephen, I'd like to know what your website is. Are you there? Roger, did we lose him? All right, we may have lost him. But Steve's book, by the way, folks, is the Teamwork Chronicles, A Startling Look Inside the Workplace. And sometimes, you know, we're all hooked up by telephone here with our guests, so sometimes they drop off. One of the things that Stephen was talking about was be your own manager. And if you're an employee, I really would like for you to think of yourself as an entrepreneur, and think of yourself as what you have to sell is your time and your talent and your energy. And for that, you are being offered compensation just the way a customer pays your company compensation for consideration for a product or a service. And so if you will be your own manager, if you'll think of yourself as your own entrepreneur who just happens to be risking someone else's capital. You're working in the framework of someone else's business in their capital, using their capital. If you'll do that, you'll find, I think, that you'll be more likely to take initiative. You'll be more likely to be part of the solution and not so much part of the problem. And you'll find that your manager is going to be the people that you work for is going to consider you a lot, regard you a lot higher. And I think you'll find that your the people around you will consider you to be more of a leader if you'll do that, if you'll do what Stephen said and be your own manager. Another thing that he talks about, and I'm sure we're going to get him back on here in a second, is become a great communicator and collaborator. And one of the things that I think is important is that when you talk to people, be a little more specific about what it is that you want to convey to them. Don't be vague. Don't be general. Don't get the attitude that you're trying to. You've heard the old story about the gotcha. You know, somebody's always waiting to get you for something. Don't communicate with, even if you're not thinking that way. If you're not specific about how you speak to people, about the way you talk to people, and the way you try to convey your ideas, if you're not specific, it makes them wonder, I think, if you're trying to set them up for failure. And so if someone is speaking to you and they're not being clear about what they want you to do, ask them to be more specific. If someone's asking you for a commitment, if somebody's asking you to do something and they're vague about what they want, ask them to be more specific and nail it down a little bit. And then practice that same thing yourself. Make sure that when you're talking to them, you know, expect them or don't be surprised if they say, well, be more specific. And I think that will help you an awful lot when you're talking to these folks. Another thing that Stephen talks about is that in these five keys to success at work is raise issues and concerns tactfully. And by that he means start with a question and get the agreement of the other person to begin the process. And an example that he uses, do you have some time for coffee this afternoon? In other words, instead of whenever you are bringing up something that you think people are concerned about, and you think might be a little bit of a concern, that make sure that when you do that you approach them the right way. And I think we got Steve back with us. Steven, are you there?
Yes, I'm back. I was lost in the world of electronics.
Sorry about that. Well, the gremlins got us, I think. But Steve, I was just talking about your point number four, which is raise issues and concerns tactfully.
Yes.
And tell us about that.
Well, that's really critical. I see in the world, not just in the workplace, but in people's personal relationships, this tendency to hold back on your frustrations and gripes for 6 months and then blast away at someone when you're in a bad mood one day. And it really just makes it all much more difficult to put it all back together. So what people need to really try to do is approach things in a tactful way, especially the idea that you're going to start with a question to get the other person engaged in a dialogue.
Right.
So, you know, do you have some time to get together? I'd like to talk over some concerns, or I've got some ideas to go over with you. Can we go out for coffee?
One of my old bosses used to, whenever he'd call somebody in his office, he didn't say, Jim, come in my office.
Mm-hmm.
He would walk up and say, have you got a minute?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, obviously, I've got a minute for him, right?
Right, yes.
But he never made me feel like that, you know, that I was in trouble or anything. He would just say, hey, you got a minute?
Right.
And that was a great way to introduce whatever it was, even if it wasn't something I wanted to hear.
Sure. Because basically he's trying to get your agreement to talk. And you've got to be a participant if you want to be a person that's going to be involved in the dialogue.
Absolutely. Stephen, give us your website again, please.
It's powerofwe.com. And, in fact, we're putting up a new resource page, hopefully sometime this week. My web guy's got a family emergency. But we've seen a lot of stories recently about other problems in the workplace. We're going to try to put up some resources for people to have, in addition to all the other great things we have.
And I hope you'll bring some of those back to us in a future visit.
Sure.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Carney, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the Teamwork Chronicles. You can find out more about that on his website, thepowerofwe.com. Quick break. Right back with Lynn Connolly and Debbie Fields. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.